Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women. So welcome to our show today. I have more Women Wisdom Conference presenters, each sharing their gifts with us in February. And today's guests, both people worked to help others transform their lives and are using their gifts to support people in that process. So I want to bring up a topic I read today from Judith Orloff's blog. She's the author of Emotional Freedom and has been a presenter at Women of Wisdom many times. Her topic was generosity. And she says, generosity is an expansive energy, and it is a key element of emotional health and abundance. Generosity accelerates the free flow, everything positive in your life. So she's encouraging us to push past the social norms and jump at the opportunity to be generous, large and small. One thing she does is she leaves cash in public places, like leaving it in a bathroom or in a little plant or some place that's a little hidden, but it's a gift to a person who gets a surprise. She realizes people will find it and will feel lucky and perhaps lead them to believe anything's possible. So what a great thing to do at this time of year when many people are needing a little extra cash to have a nice holiday. I heard about people paying for other people's layaway purchases, particularly those with toys for kids at Kmart. And that's another way to be generous. I thought that was quite creative and helpful for people. So my first guest today is Imsara. And Dr. Imsara holds a master's degree in public health and is a doctor of oriental medicine, a teacher, and an evolutionary astrologist. She specializes uniquely in helping to heal those who are in pain or otherwise feeling blocked from enjoying a life of wellness and prosperity. She has made the focus of her work developing alchemical programs that help to further people in their evolution. She reinforces this work via her natal evolutionary astrological interpretation of the person's soul intention for growth and evolution. And she also offers periodic journeys to energy sites around the world, such as Egypt, Peru, Glastonbury, the Yucatan, and Mount Shasta. She will be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom, and it's going to be a two-day intensive, February 15th to the 16th. So if you're ready to dive in and do some deep work, come to this. It's called the Alchemical Cosmic Pyramid of Light Programs, an adventure in co-creative evolution and the diamond self. And if you register by December 31st, there's an early bird price. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and click on the 2012 conference, and then click on pre-conference events. So welcome, Imsara, to Voices of Women.
Hello, Chris, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
Yes, well, share with us a little bit your journey that took you to realize how you wanted to help people eliminate blocks to their personal growth and how you all developed this unique program.
Well, okay, it was an unbelievable journey that I never could have seen beforehand. When I was born, I was raised in a pretty blue-collar family, very immersed in the Roman Catholic religion. I had four second aunts that were nuns, two second uncles that were priests. And I remember at the age of 3 or 4 years old, I would literally stand and scratch my head because I was very puzzled about what I saw around me. My family, I was born into a family that was also extremely dysfunctional. They had various problems with addiction and so on and so forth, which also forced me to begin to really look really early into myself and try to figure out exactly what was going on. What happened, though, with me was that I had what you would call an awakening when I was about 31 years old. And I realized that I needed to change everything about my life. And so what I did, my first awakening, was that I put myself back into school and began to get the Master's of Public Health and so on and so forth, and created a pretty reasonable facsimile of a socially approved life. I had the good job. I had good relationships. I was reading all the books. I loved Barnes & Nobles. I absorbed everything everybody said, striving for further growth. And then the turning point came actually when I was, it was 1998. It was the summer of 1998 when I was, it was a beautiful summer evening. I was living in Florida then, in St. Pete Beach. I was just about to enter Chinese medicine school when I felt, this was a sense thing. I literally felt the floor, my energetic floor, give way underneath me. And it put me into an instant panic because I felt that I was falling into somewhere where I had no idea where I would end up and that I had no control over this process. Little did I know that was the beginning of the birth of what I call the Alchemical Cosmic Pyramid of Light programs. And what I did was I called a shaman up in British Columbia who I had seen about 3 months before that time. And I said to her, I said, you know, something is happening here. I really don't know what's going on. Can you help me? And I'll never forget her words. She said to me, "You're early." "I cannot help you." And that was it. So I was left standing there kind of holding the phone. And then I realized that actually that nobody, at least not any human being, was going to be able to help me. And 3 weeks later, after I had called a very good friend who was giving me lots of support, but 3 weeks later, a woman showed up who had been my partner at the Landmark Forum. I didn't know her. I had met her at the Landmark Forum. And anyway, she simply handed me a book. It was called The Map Book, the Medical Assistance Program of the Brotherhood of Light, or the Beings of Light. And she said, "I had a dream about you. You need this book." And when I grabbed a hold of the book, that's when I realized that I was going to receive some assistance. And from that point on, from 1998, the summer of 1998, to actually ongoing to this day, I've just started work on the creation of the 14th pyramid. The pyramid programs were born. And it was in 1999 that 8 women just kind of showed up and said, we heard from someone that you were working on this process, and so we want to do these programs. Because otherwise, I'll tell you, they would have just stayed on the closet shelf. Because to me, you know, this was all about my evolution and my growth, but I was soon to find out that the programs were created not just for my own personal use, but they were to be shared. And so that kind of began my journey in doing the programs with groups and getting the feedback and kind of testing them out and so on and so forth. So that's pretty much the short version of the story. It was certainly not anything I could have ever foreseen or could have figured out with my mind as to what I would be doing. But, you know, in 1998, actually this whole process began. It led me to my first trip in Egypt in the summer of 1999. And I realized that this was my purpose. This was my so-called destiny, if you would. I hesitate always to use that kind of word, that word. And I probably wouldn't even use that word a year ago. But I will use it now. It's basically something that I was born to do, was to bring in these programs.
So tell us about this alchemical cosmic pyramid of light. It's a mouthful. It sounds very woo-woo, but I get from you, because we've talked before, you're very grounded, and you have a definite step-by-step program, I think. So tell us a little. We have a couple of minutes before we go to break. But
yeah, yes, it does sound woo-woo. And basically what they are, there are a series of 13 at this point programs that take a person step-by-step through a process of, I can only describe as alchemy, the ability to be able to be deeply transformed, not just from a mind sense, but an actual visceral, emotional, physical, and mental sense. They're programs that are oriented toward accelerating your evolution to move you forward on a path of progress that correlates with the soul's intentions for your life. So within that, you know, there's certain fundamental tools, and to be able to do that, you need the beings of light, you need nature, and your astrological chart done from an evolutionary perspective, as well as other tools that I can go into in depth at another time. So that's a little summary.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Well, yeah, woo-woo, you know, not at all. In fact, just the opposite. Because they're very experiential. When a person begins to do the pyramid programs, and this happens all the time, I get contacted fairly immediately, that they can feel it, they know it, and it's like, you know, when you have a knowing, it's you just know it. It's not something that can be rationalized from a mind perspective.
Yes. I want to tell people, and we'll go in more depth about this, but we're going to need to take a break. But I want everybody to know the first caller in is going to receive an evolutionary astrological consult with Amsara. It's the work, she calls it. 90 minutes. It's valued at $215. So call 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Amsara.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463 or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Women of wisdom.
So welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and you just heard Lorraine Bay sing our theme song, Woman of Wisdom, for our Woman Wisdom Conference. So I'm talking to Imsara, and she's going to be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom. It's a two-day intensive, February 15th through the 16th, the Alchemical Cosmic Pyramid of Light programs. It's going to be an adventure in co-creative evolution in the Diamond Zone. So, Imsara, can you give your contact information for our listeners, how they can reach you?
Absolutely. My phone number, my main phone, is 727-821-8300. And my website is www.imsara.com.
Great. And don't forget, we'll still take a call for someone to get a free consult with Imsara. So it's 800-930-2819. Okay, so we were talking about these pyramids of light. So tell us a little bit more, this alchemical process, and what are those pyramids, and what are they going to do for people?
Well, the pyramids are a series. They could be called a school on the inner energetic planes, and they're a series of programs designed to take a person step by step through what is termed or called the process of alchemy. Now, alchemy, in a very simplistic sense, has to do with the transformation or transmutation of, in the ancient times, was called lead into gold. Now, here with the pyramid programs, we do that with a person. And what that means exactly is, first of all, a person has to have the commitment. They have to be sincere in their desire to move forward in their evolution. And then the pyramids are able to offer them from an energetic level, including the inner planes being of light team, nature. There's specific processes that they need to do that activate the alchemy within themselves, coupled with their intention. So, you know, when a new person comes in and begins the pyramids, they basically need to get their being of light team. They need to be open to the process. They need to kind of sit down and write out their intention and where they feel their blockages are and where they're stuck. They need to be willing to record their process a bit more in their journal as they go through the program. And fundamentally, I have a consult with the person once a month in order to check on their progress and so on and so forth. So ultimately, the reason why they would want to even do this is that what the pyramids literally do is it assists them in helping to disintegrate the belief systems that actually are creating the blocks from themselves that actually block their ability to connect more to the cosmic and to their inner truth. So as people go through the pyramids, and again, it's a pyramid by pyramid process, usually they're going to be able to perceive new dimensions of reality. It's almost like having a glass bottom boat, because a glass bottom boat, as they're held safely in the boat, they're going to be able to see their unconscious blocks and old submerged psychic structures, and with the help of the map team and the processes that are built into the pyramid, they're going to be able to release them. And when that happens, literally, they begin to to open up their feeling senses more, they begin to be able to be more connected to their inner truth, which has been shut down by the socially approved beliefs that we've all had to succumb to at one time or another. They're able to resolve old past life trauma. And they're, most importantly, they're able to resolve ongoing internal conflict, and that can come from many areas. You know, the thing about the pyramids is each person is different, of course, uniquely different. And the pyramids have a way that I cannot explain, an ability to be able to interact with that person uniquely as it relates to what their needs are. And so, you know, within that, as they come out the other side, because each pyramid, for example, you take the self-mastery pyramid, which is the beginning pyramid, and that's 130 days long. So what they soon realize is that their living, their day-to-day experience now is reflecting to them. They're in an alchemical process. And they may go in that pyramid and start that pyramid one way, like having blocked perception, issues with anger, issues with self-doubt. And when they end that pyramid, they'll have a fundamental different experience. It's like a brilliant dawn after overcoming periods of the dark night of the soul, so to speak. So that's the pyramids, a very small little thumbprint, if you would, as it relates to what they're going to be able to do and what they have done over the past 12 years that people have been doing them, both individually and in groups.
So these pyramids is kind of like, well, I think what I'm getting from you is kind of like a light structure, an energetic light structure. I mean, you picture pyramids from Egypt, but I think you're talking energetically too. And so you're tapping into the energy of these pyramids to assist you. Is that part of this process?
Right. The pyramids in the first place, they needed to be built into the energy structure, into the what you might call cosmic mind. And so yes, you're exactly right, Chris. When a person begins to go through the pyramids, the person literally is transformed. That the areas within them that have been blocked, that have been put into darkness, aspects of themselves that they've been unaware of, are brought into the light, so they're able to be seen and recognized and then integrated. So fundamentally, a person, as they go through each program, begins to notice an increasing sense of wholeness and light. It's almost like they're going to be able to birth true understanding, even though we're in the world of duality, as they get more and more aware of their true self.
Give us an example how it's changed someone's life. You have a
a woman in particular. I was thinking she was very much, but this is common, this experience. She was very much entrained into the social system. She had built up a lifestyle, and she had the job. I believe it was with the pharmaceutical industry. She was quite successful, and she was quite popular. And she began the pyramid program because she just had a nagging feeling that even though she was living this life wasn't really reflective of her true reality. And as she went in through several programs, she began to step-by-step let go of the things that really were artificial in her life, that she had realized that she had brought into her life only because she was taught that this is what she should do. And so she made sweeping change, and she realized as well that what she really had a passion about was nutrition. And she put herself into school and eventually came out the other side of it as she finished the last pyramid, which was called the Pyramid of Path to Cosmic Oneness. She came out with a doctorate in nutrition, overcoming many of her fears, her anger, her self-doubts, her lack of self-worth. Yeah, what I've found in my work is that all of this stuff, the guilt, the anger, the lack of self-worth that we experience, the living a life in which we can often feel a sense of emptiness and lack of connection, lack of being nourished, the fundamental causal factor in all of this are the belief systems that we've inherited from our ancestors.
Yeah, so we do take that on, and that's like I think you bring in the DNA mm-hmm. work in that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's something that can impact people in many different ways. It's getting to some very deep work of finding the blocks, those unconscious blocks that stop us from moving forward in our lives. And then when you do that, in my experience of my work I've done the last 20 years, it then reveals to you what your path is to be, and you can start moving in that direction because you've released these blocks. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today, Imsara. And I look forward to your event at Woman of Wisdom to spend 2 days with Imsara in Seattle. Please join us. Just go to the website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Look for the conference 2012 and the link for pre-conference events, and remember, there's a discount for if you register before December 31st. The price is slightly lower. So thank you so much, and I'll see you in February. This is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'm going to be talking with another presenter, Robin Youngblood, about the shifts coming in 2012 and the medicine wheel.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stainis, and you just were listening to the song Pray Like a Woman. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. And check that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So now I'm talking with Robin Youngblood, who's going to be presenting also at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. Reverend Robin Youngblood is a bridge between ancient Native American traditions and European cultures. Her Okanagan ancestors roamed from Kamloops, which is now in British Columbia, to the Columbia River in northern Washington. She is a sun dancer, long dancer, and winter dancer, has been traditionally trained by Native American, Aborigine, Maui, Hawaiian, and Siberian elders and shaman. Robin facilitates ritual, ceremonies, soul retrieval, and energy healings. She sings the songs and dances to balance the great circle of life. Besides being an artist and a teacher, Robin is a storyteller and published author of Path of the White Wolf with Sandra Dentremont. Robin is a member of the Society of Shamanic Practitioners and Grandmother Circle the Earth Foundation, a council of wisdom keepers throughout the world who assist elder women to form councils to address challenges in their local areas, fulfilling the ancient prophecies that say this is the time for women to step forward to address the changes the modern world faces. And Robin is going to present her workshop, The Medicine Wheel and the Winds of Change, at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. It will be Sunday afternoon, February 19th. Check it out on the womanofwisdom.org website. Just look for the conference, 2012 conference, and there'll be a link for Sunday, the Sunday events, and you'll find her there. So welcome, Robin, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. It's a glorious day here in Maui. I hear it's cloudy over there in Seattle.
Yeah, and well, we have people from all over the world, maybe, so everybody's experiencing different weather. So we're going from 40 to 70 to whatever. So tell us about why you became a teacher. What made you want to teach the medicine wheel and the traditions of your ancestors? Did you always know you were going to be a teacher?
Heavens, no. As a matter of fact, when they first told me I was supposed to do this, I balked. I was afraid. I tend to be fairly shy in large groups, and I really had to retrain myself to be able to present to a group of people. Why? Well, because the elders told me that it's very important that the information, the wisdom that they have held for centuries contains the ways that we need to learn to rebalance everything here and to bring our world back into harmony. We're very out of balance right now. We know that from things like global warming, all the weather changes that are happening, earthquakes, nuclear meltdowns, you name it. It's happening all over the world. And we're trying to find a way to negotiate our balance. The medicine wheel is a paradigm that can help us first to heal ourselves, to find our passion and purpose, to connect with the divine and Mother Earth, to understand what's already encoded in our DNA in a way that we can bring it out usefully to serve the world. And that's what I teach.
Yeah, that's great work. I know I've studied many traditions, including Native American. But so it's interesting because your elders are saying to pass this on, and there's that controversy. Some elders want to, you know, say it's for Native Americans. It's not to be passed on. Find your own traditions, you know. So, and we were just talking last week with somebody. So speak to us about that. Is that a new thing that they're realizing now, that it needs to be, because of the earth changes and everything that's going on, that they're wanting now to be spread to other people?
certain pieces of information. I wouldn't say that I would share our deepest ceremony. I would not share specific things that have been given to me that are medicine for me or for my tribal people. And the wisdom that lies behind that, it really resides in every culture, but many cultures have lost it because of the oppression and the corporate greed that's going on these days. And, you know, just about every race of people has been overcome at some point in their history by another race of people. And usually their foundational traditions have been lost at that point. We've been very, very fortunate in that we were able to take many of our teachings underground, so to speak, and hold them through the families. And it's the wisdom, not the culture itself, that is coming back out now. So the medicine wheel is pretty much a universal paradigm. The Tibetan monks in their sand mandalas, that's a medicine wheel. The Kelsey people have a form of medicine wheel. Just about everybody understands what the four directions are and that we work with things like air, earth, water, fire, that all of us can use these symbologies as a way to view ourselves internally and understand ourselves in a more wholesome way. And as we work with that, bring it back out into the world to share with others. I'm actually taking a training right now that inspired me because when I looked at it on the website, what I saw was a wheel of co-creation. Barbara Marks Hubbard is giving a training called Agents of Conscious Evolution, and it's the first thing that's excited me in years. It's not so much that the information is new to me, although some of the perspectives that she uses are definitely new. But for me, taking this information out is all about helping people to understand ourselves, our families, our workplace, our communities in a more livelier, more inspired way that helps us to ground and to move energy so that we can do it in the ways that we co-create what we really want in the world. The wheel of co-creation is really a piece of that that is so inspirational to me because it shows me how we can come together with our fields of interest, our skills, our own divine connection, enter that with other people to work in a community format rather than in a personal format. You have to do the personal work first. But once you do the personal work, then you can share that with other friends and all our relations to create something better than what we have now.
So, yeah, that's a common thing you hear now. It starts with us inside ourselves. And until we do that internal work, we're not going to see it reflected out there in our world. So it starts first with us. But when we once do that work, then how do you become that proactive agent for conscious change in your community? Do you have some examples of what people have done, how they've done it? I think that would be interesting to our audience, of ideas of how you do that.
Yes, I do. You mentioned that I'm a part of the Grandmother Circle, the Earth Foundation. In 2009, we had our first meeting over on the Big Island of Hawaii. Grandmothers who were mostly indigenous from America and from the Pacific Islanders came together. We discussed our common denominators, the cultural teachings that we hold in common, and we discussed the problems that we saw in our community. Then the grandmothers went back to their own communities and found the friends and people that they wanted to work with in their communities and began to ascertain which projects they wanted to take on locally in order to co-create with their communities something that would change things in their area. For instance, here on Maui, we're working a lot on making the island more sustainable. We're an island culture in the middle of the ocean, 3,500 miles from anywhere. Everything has to be shipped to us. There's no point in that. We have plenty of land here to grow enough food to take care of all the people who live here. And yet we haven't been doing that. And the grandmothers here are working to establish more community bases that are agricultural, organic, sustainable, permaculture, and to help refine ways that we can take the food out to the local people and assist those who are in need, create pricing structures that are more in line with what we can really afford, and not be so dependent on outside sources for food and welfare. That's just one example. We've also gone to New Zealand. We went to Poland. We're working with women all over the world who are concerned about what's happening in their community and want to do something but haven't had a model to use. With the medicine wheel and the wheel of co-creation, we have a model that we can give them.
Well, that's great, and it's wonderful to hear. And, you know, we need to hear those stories because sometimes we can be very isolated, and even with the Internet going, well, actually, the Internet helps us learn about these things because on the news we hear all, you know,
the
catastrophic
stuff.
Things, the bad stuff, you know, that just brings up fear. And so to hear these stories of what people are doing that's really making a change is wonderful. Well, we're going to come back and talk some more with Robin Youngblood. And so stay tuned, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stanis. We're on Voices of Women, and I'm talking to Robin Youngblood. So, Robin, please give your website and your contact information for our listeners.
Okay. I have two websites. The first one is www.churchoftheearth.org. And my private website is dreamingshaman.com. I do a lot of healing work from that website. I'm going to be doing a world teaching and traveling tour this next 2 years, 2012 and 2013. Anybody who wants to reach me about a speaking date or a workshop or anything like that can reach me at Rev, R-E-V, Robin, at churchoftheearth.org.
Well, great. So you told me you're going to be traveling. You could be in the West Coast, starting with Woman of Wisdom in February and through May. So are you still looking for speaking engagements and places to be at?
Yeah, I still have room in March and part of April. In May, I'm full, and in June, I'm going to be in Europe and possibly in part of July.
Mm-hmm. So, busy travels.
Yeah, I'm going to the East Coast September and October, so anybody over there who's interested, please contact.
Yes, and so is your schedule posted on your website so people can find out where you are?
I do have a calendar on both websites.
Okay, great. Okay, so in this work you're doing, and I think one of the reasons you're traveling is, you know, we're seeing the world changing so much, and what is it that people really want? And what is this, you know, there's so much going on, this, you know, we're now at the year we've been waiting for, or so we say, you know, 2012. So what is the concern there with 2012? And
well, what I hear from people is the first thing they want is real connection. And by real connection, I mean they're tired of the surface stuff. They're tired of the American paradigm of keeping up with the Joneses and following a structure that they have to conform to, even though it may not be their authentic way. And they're wanting to know how to be authentic in who they are and what they do, and how that correlates with balancing Mother Earth, how it correlates with their connections with other human beings and all our relations. And that's a lot of what I'm here to address. At Sundance this year, the elders told me, we're going through the winds of change. Let everything that is no longer in your true alignment fall away, and only follow that which is in your true alignment. It changed my entire life. When I looked at that, I realized that I've been working a corporate job as well as doing ceremonies and assisting people in whatever way I can, and teaching and so forth. But I felt like I had to have a corporate job in order to support all that. At this point in my life, I'm 62, and Spirit's saying to me, let all that go. Do what you came here to do. Do what the elders told you to do. Go out and share the wisdom that you've been given. And everything else that you need will be provided. Well, that's a big leap of faith to take. And yet I think we're all being asked that in this time. We may not have as big an agenda as mine. Hopefully not that many do, because it's definitely time-consuming and somewhat stressful. At the same time, whatever the life purpose and passion each individual has, it's time to realize. And a lot of people don't even know what theirs is. So I'm here to help find that, and that's part of what the medicine wheel can do.
So how do you make use of the medicine wheel? You did describe, I mean, I think some people may not have a concept of it as you and I do, where we've experienced it, but how do you describe the medicine wheel?
The medicine wheel is a circle. Black Elk said all of life flows in a circle. The winds flow around the earth. The seasons go in a circle and come back to the beginning. The life of man goes from childhood to childhood. All power flows in a circle. The East is the place of new beginnings, new visions, new direction. The South is the place of life, passion, and purpose. The West in the wheel that I use is the place of healing, removing obstructions and blockages. The North is the place where we connect with our ancestors, our guides, what's encoded in our DNA, all those helpers that live in other realms and dimensions. Above and below, connection to the divine and Mother Earth, and the center, where we integrate and assimilate everything. If we use the medicine wheel to look at ourselves as a way to understand ourselves more fully, and I do that with a combination of journaling, chant and dance, different kinds of sounding and movement, to help us find our core, to spiral into the center and understand ourselves better. As we do that, then we receive the information and the wisdom that each of us individually need to heal our lives and to be able to take what we've found out to help others. We're all here to serve in one way or another. We may not know what that is. The medicine wheel can help us find what that is. What is it that inspires it? What is it that rings our chimes to the point where we have to do it? We have a sense of urgency and ecstasy. I put them together, it's ecstatic urgency. Who doesn't want that? And how many of us have it in our lives?
Yeah, there's just a lot going on, and it really stems from it. It's a great place to start if people don't know where to start to use that model of the medicine wheel. You know, the new beginnings and the purpose and your passion, and you know, it really encompasses everything. Well, thank you for being here today, Robin. It's great to talk to you.
I'm just so honored that you chose me as one of the presenters. I've followed Women of Wisdom for the whole 20 years.
Well, thank you. Well, we're pleased to have you, and thank you for the work that you're doing for women and taking it out to the world. That's great. So Robin is going to present her workshop, The Medicine Wheel and the Winds of Change, on Sunday afternoon, February 19th, at the Women of Wisdom Conference. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org, click on 2012 Conference, and look for the link for the Sunday events. And you can check out all the events and happenings at the conference. I'd like to leave you all with this thought today. How can you be generous during the next 2 weeks and bring a smile to someone's face? Even if you don't get to see the person, you'll know by your generosity someone's day is a little brighter, and that might even bring a smile to your face. So the 20th annual conference is February 16th to the 18th. You can register on our website now. There still is some early bird specials, and there may be more down the road. If you sign up for the newsletter, you will hear about any special offerings that we'll be sending out about the conference. You can sign up for the newsletter at the website, www.womenofwisdom.org. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization also, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And if you have a favorite woman in your life that you think needs to be inspired by the Divine Feminine, purchase the book. You can get it at Amazon. You can purchase on our website at womenofwisdom.org, which helps Women of Wisdom, definitely. And you can contact me at the Women of Wisdom email, which is wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Next week, I'll be talking to Starhawk. So I wish you all have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.